from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkey carries out airstrikes on ISIS. Turkey says it has carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria in a significant escalation of its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. According to the Prime Minister's office, three F-16s took off from Diyarbakir in southeast Turkey early Friday and struck targets across the Turkish border province of Kilis. The statement said the jets dropped four guided bombs on a pair of Islamic State headquarters and a meeting point before returning safely to their base. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit on Thursday to Iraq, saying he wanted a first-hand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of Islamic State militants. As the insurgents overran Ramadi in May, Mr. Carter complained Iraqi troops showed no will to fight. But at the first stop of a day-long visit, he praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops. U.S. Senate held its first hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker took issue with the deal.
But what I think you've actually done in these negotiations is codify a perfectly aligned pathway for Iran to get a nuclear weapon just by abiding by this agreement.
Senator Corker was speaking to Secretary of State John Kerry, who countered, saying that whether the rest of the world likes it or not, Iran has already developed a sophisticated nuclear program. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. President Obama is on his way to Ethiopia and Kenya to highlight growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He's scheduled to arrive later today in Kenya, where he'll attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, he'll become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. This is